You are listening to My Research, brought to you by the University of Michigan Health System. A new study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology could have a profound effect on fetal deaths and injuries caused by car accidents. The study, by researchers at the University of Michigan, found that about 200 fetuses each year would not be lost if pregnant women would properly buckle their seatbelts every time they were in an automobile. Senior author Dr. Mark Perlman, Vice Chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the U of M Health System, explains.
We found in this University of Michigan study that seatbelts were very protective during pregnancy, specifically protecting against fetal loss of life. It appears from this study that about 84% of fetal losses would be prevented just simply by women wearing their seatbelts.
The research debunks a long-standing myth that wearing a seatbelt is not safe for pregnant women. Perlman tells us.
Some women are very concerned because the lap belt overlies their abdomen that they may be harming their fetus by wearing it. This particular study by the University of Michigan clearly shows that the opposite is true, that seatbelts clearly protect the fetus and that they should be worn every time.
The study, done in collaboration with the U of M Transportation Research Institute, the Department of Emergency Medicine, and the College of Engineering, has led Perlman to initiate a campaign called Safe Baby. He explains.
We're very interested that this information is broadly disseminated across the United States to all women who are pregnant or will be pregnant. And as a result, we've started something called the Safe Baby Campaign. Safe Baby with an I stands for Seatbelts Are for Everyone, Buckle All Babies In. Working together with some of our national societies, we want to get the word out that women should buckle up every single time they get in the vehicle, and especially when they're pregnant.
Andy McDonald, U of M Health System News. Thank you for listening to My Research. You can find more information on this and other topics at www.med.umich.edu.